This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's go to Michael in Ohio, then Trucker Josh. Welcome, Michael. Thanks for holding.
I'm glad that you put me on hold for a little bit longer, Alex. Hearing that's an idea, too. Have kids singing the national anthem and kids doing the Pledge of Allegiance. That really hits home with us. But I wanted to call and say we need more of the InfoWars stickers that just has, you know, the black and white. The last time I did it at work, we filled the work, and we've had so much turnover. It's time to do it again, because they're starting about bringing the mask back at my job and everything. So, in a factory, I just say things like, who is Klaus Schwab? Who is the World Economic Forum? And the people that are watching the news, like Tucker Carlson, they come to me and they're like, how do you know about this stuff? Tucker Carlson just talked about that, and you've been saying it for weeks. I'm like, I'm telling you, InfoWars, please, please go to the site. Please listen. And we're going to fill the whole plant up with InfoWars stickers again for the second time, but we need that InfoWars sticker pack. You sold them a few years ago, and we did it during the 2016 election where you had
all
like
right, we'll gear up with a bunch of extra stickers, and then we'll sell like 50 packs and 100 packs at cost. And also did a deal where anybody that emailed us, I think we gave them 100 stickers or something. That was back when we had a little extra money, but that's definitely an effective way. And yes, the main way we get new people to tune in and wake up, which then is a chain reaction, is you doing it word of mouth. So that's beautiful, and I really appreciate it. Michael, anything else?
Yeah, and when other InfoWars are handing out these stickers, think about people who are like right on the verge with it, like people that are waking up that know something is going on. Like, go to your grocery store where they sell canning supplies, slip one in the canning supplies,
and it's that
go to your gun store, slip it in equipment, you know, stuff like that. Just keep handing it out and keep questioning things and keep saying things to people. So when they hear it, they're like, how did you know that? And then hand them the sticker. Because the quicker we wake everybody up, the quicker we can stop this.
I agree. Every order gets some stickers in it, but we need to do a sticker operation where we put like 100 stickers in there at cost, and then everybody that wants to take action gets it. We also have those little sheets that have a bunch of little stickers on them. Those are very, very, very effective. But the media is the virus, InfoWars.com. We've got hundreds of great stickers, and they're all over the place, and it really unifies people. It lets folks know other people are awake, and you're right. It's a game of numbers. People are really waking up now with all the tyranny, and you're right. The lockdowns are coming back. They admit they are. They're gearing them up. We got to keep pushing and exposing COVID and the culprits now. But that's a classic tactic. Attack, attack, attack. Back off so we go back to sleep, then they're going to attack again.
Also, Tom McDonald's new song, The System, you guys should play it.
I saw yesterday, no, not yesterday morning, Friday morning, I saw, was it this morning? It all blurs together. I saw Harrison Smith playing it. He's a great guy. I'd like to get him on the show. And all the big hit songs, now when I say all, a lot of the top hit songs now, both in hip-hop and in regular music and in rap and in rock and in country, are anti-New World Order. So,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the red eyes and the whole look, but hey, that's, everybody can do what they want. And but the music's definitely informative. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your call, Michael. That just scares the hell out of me to tattoo your eyes. Maybe he's wearing eye contacts or something. I don't know. But hey, it's contacts. Some people I know actually get their eyes tattooed. Man, that's no thank you. No thank you. All right, Trucker Josh, we're going to come back and talk to you in T-minus 60 seconds. And by the way, I don't dislike tattoos. People that got them, that looks good on them, especially if you're getting really good shape or whatever, you know, they can look cool. I just never drawn on my skin. It's got enough. It's got enough scars on it, though. That's kind of my style. A lot of scars on me. All right, Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the tip of the spear. Back in 60 seconds. Finish up a call, then hand the baton mid-segment to the great Gerald Salente. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12. My good friend, Gerald Salente, is about to take over here in just a few minutes. I have one other caller I'm going to hit and two more stories. Right now, let's go to Trucker John, who held patiently in Iowa. Welcome.
How are you doing, Alex?
I'm great, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I'm pretty good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll just make this quick because I know you got to get going. The point I wanted to make, and I know you've talked a lot about Carl Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order, and you know, obviously they pay quite a huge part in all this. I guess a while back, when I was a kid, my mom always stressed, you know, China buying up everything in this country. And, you know, as a kid, you don't really pay attention to it. You know, companies going out of business and this and that. But as an adult now looking at things and everything around us, I guess we can't take away from the focus that China is playing in all of this. I guess, you know, just from, you know, Joe Biden's comfort, you know, the 10% for the big guy, the Foreign Intelligence Committee that Eric Swalwell was being a Chinese spy. Trump shut down the Houston embassy because they have Chinese.
Yeah, one of the good things Trump did was go after the Chinese spies. Well, sir, when you say China's at the heart of it, you're totally correct. It was the globalist in the 70s set up China, set up one-sided trade deals. So Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Herbert Walker Bush, Henry Kissinger, all of them set up China. And Charlie Munger brags about that. That's Bill Gates' lawyer, almost 100 years old, about how they set up China and China's the model and China's going to take over. And the CFR says that. So, yes, globalist middlemen that Trump talked about work with China and are allied against America with China, and they let China release the virus along with them and have the lockdowns, and all of it is highly coordinated, and most of the Democrats in Congress are literally double agents of the Chinese. You're totally right.
Yeah, and a couple of key things is that these mRNA vaccines, China never used them.
That's right. It's a bioweapon against us. China and Russia are not using it. Great point.
And I'll just make one other point quickly about cryptocurrency. I really think that people should think twice about it and kind of stay towards precious metals just because it's all based on use of the Internet. Well, if we ever reach a point where there is no Internet, there is no crypto.
Sure. For me, it's just another option. And obviously, it's going to go up and down. And it's way down right now. But I don't want a central government cryptocurrency that is a programmable token. I want free market, open, wide, diverse systems. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your points. But, yes, gold and silver are a smart move, obviously. All right, here's a few final stories, and Gerald Salente takes over. George Soros, operative, appointed as Biden's Ministry of Truth co-chair. And the head of it is also a former Soros operative who doesn't believe in free speech for conservatives. I mean, this is a censorship Ministry of Truth board. Joe Biden's new Orwellian Disinformation Governance Board has appointed a radical George Soros operative as his co-chair. The Ministry of Truth's new principal deputy, General Counsel Jennifer Daskal, has deep ties to the Hungarian billionaire globalist. And the article goes into all the details of that. And then meanwhile, FDA chief claims misinformation is leading cause of death in the United States, questioning global warming, questioning the shots, questioning COVID. These people are desperate. And what are they saying? You being able to have free speech is the main cause of death, when it's these people with abortion and all the rest of it that are the main cause of death. They are our enemies. They are globalists. A lot of other incredible footage and articles on InfoWars.com. Watch a white BLM activist tries to vote without an ID and then flips out about it. It just shows how out of control these people are. But the world is waking up. All right. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, for the kickoff of the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. American Journal, does a fabulous job. A lot of great guests and calls and breaking news. And Owen Schroyer knocks it out of the park, 3 p.m. Central, every day with the War Room. And that's coming up in 49 minutes. But now, for the rest of the hour, the great Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Bookmark it, TrendsResearch.com, takes over. Take it away, Gerald.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex. Boy, you know, you nailed it with that FDA chief claims, quote, misinformation is leading cause of death in the United States. You know, if you go to our cover of the Trends Journal this week, you know, you misspelled misinformation. Again, it's another great Anthony Frieda cover, and it's misinformation is M-I-S-S, misinformation. Yeah, you read one of the hacks that they're putting up there is on that to make sure that we say only what they tell us to say. And then there's that other one over there that's going to be leading the charge it's a freak show, misinformation. And could you imagine you're not allowed to think for yourself? That's against the law now. How dare you not swallow? There we go. Misinformation. They'll tell you what to think. They know best. You're too stupid to think for yourself. Think for yourself is prohibited. Not allowed anymore in the USSA. And you know, I was thinking about if you want to see how messed up this country is. Well, this is a quote from the Daily Mail. 5 Biden family members have been to rehab for drug addiction or alcohol abuse. 5 members. So this guy has trouble raising his family, and he's going to run the United States? You know, by their deeds you shall know them. Every day, I thank my mother and father and all the aunts and uncles and the ancestors. May their souls rest in peace. Every day I say, oh, thank you for all you've given me. I'm only me because of what you gave me. And I couldn't hold a candle to them, what they had to go through, you know, back in the day as immigrants. But you had an opportunity back then. But anyway, as I say, if your mother was a drug addict and you didn't know who your father was, you think you'd have a shot? Oh, yeah, the government's education system will help you. You know, save it, you know? I'm only me because of where I came from. And so Biden's kids, again, by what they're saying, are only them from where they came from. So this guy, when you see his, you know, the coked out kid there, and how whacked out he is, Hunter, always hunting for money. Again, getting the job with Burisma Energy in Ukraine right after the United States overthrew the democratically elected government, the Viktor Yanukovych, back in 2014. Him, Chris Hines from the Hines 57 family, and that was, what's his name's there, John Kerry, another boy, another arrogant little boy, his stepson, and another guy made all these millions of dollars with Burisma Energy. But again, this is who's leading us. It's a freak show. You know, it's howdy doody time, you know? It's one freak after another. Yesterday they had this Sunday, they had the big ceremony for the election of Macron, the little Katzon over there in France. And all these guys dressed up in the with that drag, you know, from way back when, with those hats and all that stuff, and saluting and rolling out the red carpet. It's a freak show right in front of your eyes. And the freaks are running the world, and they're running us to death. Look at that clown Boris Johnson. Again, Anthony Freed is one of the best artists anywhere. I said to him, as great an artist as you are, if I told you, make the biggest clown you ever could come up with and make him the Prime Minister of the UK, you couldn't do it. You couldn't match the clown that you got there now. So we have to unite for peace and freedom and justice. Because if we don't, it's going to be hell on earth. And you need to support InfoWars, because misinformation is going to get you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on The Alex Jones Show. And you just saw misinformation over there. And this is, again, it's a freak show. We got freaks running and ruining our lives right in front of your eyes. You know, and people tolerate it. And that's why you have to support InfoWars. Because we are on the cusp of World War III. You know, I keep thinking about this. I say the 20th century was the American century. Unfortunately, the 21st century is going to be the Chinese century. And one of the main reasons is the business of China is business, and the business of America has been war. And that's all they're talking about now is war. So let's look at the equity markets. Look how they've been in a downspin. Today they were down over 500 points. Now they're down 300 and something points. Last week was a freak show. And why? Because they're going to raise interest rates just a little bit when we have inflation skyrocketing at 8.5%. Even a 75% basis point interest rate is nothing when you have an 8.5% inflation rate. And according to the IMF, the International Mafia, a monetary fund, they say that you have to have interest rates 1 percentage point above the inflation rate to bring down inflation. So you're looking now, gold taking a hit, Bitcoin, oil, silver, copper. So it's saying two things. Number one, it's not stagflation, where it's a stagnant economy and increasing inflation. It's dragflation. It's a dragging down economy and rising inflation. The dollar now is like at a 20-year high, right? With a $30 trillion debt, keep pumping in all this cheap money. Why is the dollar doing so good? Who's the competition? There's no competition. China is in lockdown. And we became the Chinese way. They're the ones that launched the COVID war. Italy followed. And the rest of the world marched to their orders. And now they're locking down again. And that's just bringing oil prices down. That's just bringing profits down in so many of these countries to go to China. You know, what does America have, 332 million people? And China only has what, 1.4 billion? China's locked down as many people as America has as a country. So your Gucci's and your Coca-Cola's and your Nike's and all them companies over there that are making all that dough by selling the stuff to the Chinese, they're not making it now. So the lunacy, you know, is beyond the reality. And again, you go to the InfoWars site, and they had an article up there about Sweden, about how Sweden didn't lock down as the other European nations did. And their COVID death rate is far below Spain and Italy. Italy was the first to be locked down. Again, as an Italian, I'm ashamed of the Italians. I stopped going there in 2015. I went with my cousin Vinny. I got a cousin Vinny. And we went over to the World's Fair in Milan. It brought to you by Coca-Cola and McDonald's. I was heartbroken. It was terrible. And the New York one, the American thing was like going to a diner. You know, it was just nothing. The food, it was a disgrace. But anyway, you know, I got Italian friends there, and they complained. I can't cut down a tree. I can't paint my house the color I want. I can't do this. I can't do that. The bureaucracy is so bad. And I say to them, I said, what are you doing to do about it? They go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I lost my heart. One time the Italians used to be fighters, no more. And they let a clown, the guy Matteo, before Draghi, the bankster that's in there, locking down the place. Got a much higher death rate than Sweden. And again, it all goes back to what we're talking about and knowing about the facts rather than misinformation. Misinformation. And the facts are this economy and the global economy is going down big, hard, and heavy. And the sanctions have made a bad situation worse. Again, even out of the mouth of Biden, BS Biden. So this won't deter Putin. Then why are you doing it? Well, because I'm a maniac. All right? Yep. Sweden suffered fewer deaths per capita than much of Europe, despite refusing to enforce strict lockdowns. Again, we wrote about this in the Trends Journal continually, as was happening, and how they made fun of Sweden. We got freaks. Business is dead. Businesses have been wiped out. The damage that the COVID war has done is beyond the belief. And they're not going to tell you in the prostitute media. And again, that's why you need to support InfoWars. The truth is hard to find anymore. It's the same with us, the truth in trends. We tell you what it is, what we see, and then the motto is think for yourself. But we don't give you a one-sided story like the media is doing with the Ukraine war. And when we get back, we're going to talk more about that. But in the meantime, you have Bitcoin right now at a very serious point. And we have the breakout point. If it goes below this number, and we've been saying this now for almost 2 years, it's going to dive back very deeply. And on gold, I got to tell you, I wouldn't have thought gold would go down as low as it is right now, but to me, gold is still the number one safe haven asset. Again, we don't give financial advice. And silver, number two. And when all else fails, they take you to war. And the economy's failing, and they're taking us to war. It's not a proxy war. If I give guns to a killer, I'm an accessory to the crime. And America is accessory to the Ukraine war. And Ukraine's not my trip. I'm an American. Ask most Americans to find Ukraine on the map. They'd probably go down to Mexico. What are we fighting over? It's been going on for hundreds of years between these two. It's not my war. It's the war of the military-industrial complex. That's whose war it is. The war that General Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us about. And it's only going to continue to get worse. You got this guy, this chancellor over there in Germany, Schultz. Ukraine will not accept the war, and neither will we. Yep. Ukraine will prevail. Want to bet? Want to bet? Our trends poll on Twitter, 76% say Russia's going to win. Oh, and little true dope up there in Canada, he says Ukraine will win too. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And as he says, it's tomorrow's news today. And it's really important because, again, as the cover of the Trends Journal shows, misinformation is in charge. And they'll tell us what to think, what to do, and what we should do. You know, they have this one-day flash sale now because you have to do everything you can to keep the truth alive here. And Alex Jones and the team are doing it. And they have knockout sleep support. It's 40% off. And the research is clear. You see it all over the place. Millions of people around the world, they can't sleep. They're having trouble every night. And the negative health effects of not sleeping, you know, they're really not good for you. They're staggering. And that's why InfoWars is launching their limited time flash sale on knockout sleep support.
And Knockout Sleep Support's a natural sleep support formula that incorporates the most powerful ingredients. And again, it's available now for 40% off. And they have 8 natural ingredients in there that aid restful deep sleep. And again, people are having a real problem with this. They got the valerian root, melatonin, lemon balm, GABA, chamomile, flower extract, a whole load of stuff. Hops flower extract. So shop Knockout at 40% off to save big on this powerful product at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you're not only supporting InfoWars, get this in your head, you're supporting yourself. So it's not a free trip. And we have to do everything we can to support InfoWars because, again, it's about one-side misinformation. And they mentioned that little guy, Trudeau over there in Canada, went to Ukraine. And he condemned the unprovoked military invasion. Well, it wasn't unprovoked. Again, we were writing about this in the Trends Journal. Going back to, let's see, December 2014, how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, because he wanted to do a deal with Putin after breaking a possible deal with the IMF and the EU to borrow money, because Ukraine has been in the toilet since they broke up from the Soviet Union financially. And again, you know, the facts are all there. We've been writing about this for years. Yeah, this is an article from the Trends Journal in April 30th, 2014. No need for NATO. NATO has gone on too long. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was established on April 4th, 1949 as a defense alliance whose purpose was to defend Western Europe in the event of a Soviet invasion. As NATO's first Secretary General put it, NATO was formed in order to keep Russians out of Western Europe and the Americans in. Instead of disbanding, NATO, when the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, Washington dramatically expanded NATO. In violation of the Reagan-Gorbachev agreement, the Bill Clinton and George W. Bush regimes added constituent parts of the former Soviet Empire to NATO. Hungary, Czech Republic, Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovenia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, and Romania. Remember, this is 2014. France, taken out of NATO by General de Gaulle, rejoined in April 2009, 18 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, along with Croatia and Albania. Currently, the Obama regime is working to incorporate into NATO two former Soviet republics. You ready? Ukraine and Georgia. 2014, we wrote about this. And Trudeau talking about the images are horrific. Every day they're showing these horrific images in the TV and in the papers. But they weren't showing, hey, Trudeau, hey, you little arrogant boy, you little arrogant boy, you want to go shoulder to shoulder with them? Go over there and fight. Or shut your fat daddy's mouth. You're a nobody. You're a little nothing of a clown. You'd be nobody if daddy wasn't Justin Trudeau. And you're just a piece of Trudeau. It's none of our business. Go fight, little boy, or shut your fat mouth. And I want to make this clear to everybody out there, including Joe Biden, who calls himself a Catholic. I was raised Catholic. The Jesus Christ that I was taught to obey and listen to would be telling you, you keep it up, you're going to hell. Because Jesus Christ would not go take a trip to Alabama
at Lockheed Martin, the biggest defense contractor in the United States and probably the world, and brag about getting more lethal weapons to go kill people over there in Ukraine. Where are all you Catholics? What Christ do you believe in? Your Christ is a demon. It's not Jesus Christ. And again, I founded the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. And little Trudeau over there yesterday was talking about bringing freedom, peace, and justice to Canada. Yep. The images are horrific. Hey, fat mouth, how about the images of America destroying Syria? How about the... in Canada. Canada was there too, with the cannons away, slaughtering people, fat mouth. How about Afghanistan? Oh, maybe you can't spell that word. We'll give it just Afghan. How about Iraq? All the people you murdered over there, fat mouth Trudeau. No, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq. Oh, they were fine. We brought freedom and democracy. Yeah, democracy. One after another. Ready for this? Russia's war in Ukraine has backfired. David Petraeus tells DW. This is a German news. A retired army general said, rather than advancing Russia's cause, the war in Ukraine was making NATO stronger. Great! Great! He praised extraordinary steps taken by Germany on weapons exports to kill more people and more military spending. Why would anybody betray us? How about betrayed us? This is another arrogant guy. Oh, yeah. We're making progress, he said back in June 2011 with the Afghan war. Making progress? Yeah. We're really loath to use this very loaded term of winning or losing. We've made enormous progress in a number of different geographic areas within Afghanistan. And overall, the momentum has changed. And you're going to believe this guy? Hey, betrayed us, haven't won a war. Oh, and he got, you know, he was a CIA guy, you know. But he got thrown out there for a while. He resigned in disgrace because of an extramarital affair. And it was with Buttigieg? Because, hey, you know, never know. Because, Petraeus, you're not a man. You are a murderer. You love murder. Where are all you Christians? Where are all the Jews, the Islamists? Why aren't you standing up for peace rather than sending more weapons of death? I know why.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones Show. And again, you know, do what you can to support InfoWars. And Mike, again, my motto of the Trends Journal magazine, think for yourself. But I can tell you what I love, one of the great products are those little gold bars they got over there. Boy, they're, to me, gold is the ultimate safe haven asset. My first buy of gold was when I was a youngster. Back in 1970s, my first buy was $187.50 an ounce. Now it's floating around $1,860. And the markets, they're down over 600 points when I just got back on the air over here. And you take a look over there in Europe, the Euro markets were down almost 3% today. And the Nikkei index down almost 3%, 2.5%. And the Hang Seng over there really sunk it down almost 4%. So we're going through very, very difficult times. And again, to me, safe haven assets are the number one. And those gold bars, to me, golden. So that guy betrayed us, by the way, that arrogant clown that the mainstream media quotes. All right? This is from him back in June of 2011. Petraeus wrote in Foreign Policy magazine, ready? How we won in Iraq. And they listen to these clowns. And that's why you have to tune into InfoWars. And if you want to know the trends that are going on, what in the world is going on, what it means and what's next, you want the Trends Journal. Because if you listen to these clowns on the prostitute mainstream media, you get nowhere. There we go. How we won in Iraq, not making it up. And they quote this guy, General. Yeah, I love these guys with all these little things on it. Yes, take it easy, man. Take it easy. You know, I'm not in the Boy Scouts. Again, you look at that picture yesterday of that little Macron over there in France, and all those guys dressed up. The Buttigieg would love them. How nice they look. Yeah. The clowns. A clown show. Putin calls out U.S. This is one of our articles. There we go. Mission accomplished. Another daddy's boy. Another little boy of nothing. Another little clown. A daddy's boy. And people believed him. 88% of the people believe that stupid jerk. We're going to get Osama bin Laden and alive. You say, try to kill my daddy. I'm going to go try to kill him. All right. So, one of the articles is going to be in tomorrow's Trends Journal. Putin calls out U.S. and NATO, blames them for Ukraine war. So today is that, you know, Victory Day in Russia. And it's the anniversary of the Allied victory. And in their victory parade today, Putin said, "We saw how the military infrastructure was unfolding, how hundreds of foreign advisors had begun to work there," meaning Ukraine, "with the most modern weapons being regularly delivered from NATO countries. The danger was growing every day. Russia offered a preemptive rebuff to the aggression. This was a forced, timely move and the only correct decision once taken by a strong and independent country." He called the invasion a preemptive strike to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine. Putin said intelligence revealed that preparations were underway for another, quote, punitive operation in the Donbas, an invasion of our historical lands, including Crimea, and that U.S., NATO, and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky ignored Moscow's claims and refused to discuss them. NATO countries, quote, didn't want to hear us, which means that, in fact, they harbored completely different plans, and we saw it. Brazil's ex-president Lula, Zelensky wanted war with Russia, West encouraging conflict in Ukraine. This is Lula, who's running against Bolsonaro in Brazil. They call this guy a left kind of guy. Time magazine did an article where Lula is blaming the Americans, NATO, and Zelensky. All right? They're egging Russia into this. But not a word in the prostitute media. And that's why you subscribe to the Trends Journal and listen to InfoWars, because we're telling you what's going on, what it means, and what's next. This is the only headline that I saw before I got on the air to talk about the victory parade speech by Putin today in Russia. And by the way, the Germans in Operation Barbarossa killed an estimated 25 million Russians in World War II. And they were the first ones to beat Germany. So you think that Ukraine's going to beat them? Anyway, Yahoo Business Insider. Hackers replaced Russian TV's schedule during Putin's Victory Day parade with anti-war messages saying the blood of Ukraine is on Russian hands. That's what they... Not a word about what Putin's saying. Doesn't make any difference in the mainstream media. And again, Lula said, this is from Time Magazine, about Zelensky. He did want war. If he didn't want war, he would have negotiated a little more. And then Lula goes on to say what I've been saying, and I said earlier, nobody is trying to create peace. He also noted that people are inciting hatred toward Russians. And Russian President Vladimir Putin, but that won't solve anything. Quote, we really need to reach an agreement, but people are encouraging war. You are encouraging this guy Zelensky. You ready? And he thinks he is a cherry on the cake. We should have a serious conversation. Okay, you are a nice comedian, but let us not make war for you to show up on TV. And he goes on to say what a clown show it is. He sees Zelensky playing his role on and all the TVs all over the world and everybody getting up and applauding him. The guy's a comedian. You can't make this crap up. A guy that played the comedian on TV in Ukraine becomes the president. Played the president of Ukraine as a comedian. He's now the president of Ukraine, and he's still a comedian. No one's this. This is what the United States. And again, I'm going to make this really clear. Don't call yourself a Christian if you believe in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ would not be recommending sending more lethal weapons to kill people. Ukraine is going to lose the war. The longer they keep it going, the more people that are going to be killed, and the more destruction that's going to happen. And for anybody to listen to American intelligence, which is an oxymoron, because that's all they are, is no intelligence. He told us about 9/11 before it happened, didn't he? Oh, no, no, no. No. Or listen to ex-generals, like, betrayed us, or Lloyd Austin, our Defense Department head, and where did he just come from? Oh, the board of directors of Raytheon, the second military-industrial contractor in the United States? If you're dumb enough to listen to them, dumb enough to believe Bush, dumb enough to believe Obama, dumb enough to believe Biden. Yep. One freak after another. We need peace. I'm totally against what Russia's done. Totally against it. And I'm totally against sending my money to go kill people. I am not an accessory to the crime. And then again, do what you can to support InfoWars. It's a very critical time. They're trying to take InfoWars down and give us more misinformation.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.